Grandpa Still Remembers and Paul's Parables present stories by Auntie Winnie, my sister, who was a missionary in South Africa.
Hi, I'm Winnie. Here you are, stories about anything, written especially for kids in South Africa.
Beginnings, Episode 13. That was a happy ending to Abraham's exam, but Abraham is getting old, and Isaac needs a wife to start God's promised nation. Where will he find one among the idol worshippers of Canaan? A wife for Isaac. One day, old Abraham called Eliezer, his chief steward. Eliezer, I buried Sarah last year, and I'm 137 years old myself. Isaac is getting close to 40, and he needs a wife. But if he marries one of the girls from around here, she'll bring her idols into the house. God would not be pleased, and neither would we. You know how Ishmael has strayed from God since he married that Egyptian girl. But, sir, where will we find a girl who knows about the true God? Back in Haran, where my brother lives. My father taught us about God. His sons should have daughters the right age for Isaac. I want you to go and fetch one back. Right, sir. I'll take Isaac and we'll leave right away. No, no, don't take Isaac. But, sir, what girl would come all this distance with a servant to marry a man she's never seen? If she won't come, Eliezer, you have done your part. But Isaac mustn't go there. If he did, they would persuade him to stay there with his wife in the easy life. This is the land God gave us. We must trust God to have a wife ready to come to Isaac. Now, this is where I come into the story. My name is Humperdinck, and I am the youngest and strongest and fastest, well, and also the thirstiest camel in Abraham's string. I mean, if you're going to be faster and stronger than everyone else, you need more fuel, right? I drink more water at one go than any other camel here. Eliezer came one morning into our pasture and chose 10 of us camels. Dromedary, if you want the impressive word. I was sure he'd choose me. I mean, whether it's for a race or a journey, I'm just simply the best. Actually, it was a close thing. I had to keep pushing in front of him. I guess he didn't realize how good I am until I volunteered by just joining the group he had already chosen. He took us down to the well to tank up. You know, we camels drink lots of water and store it up for a week or more. And then the next morning, he loaded us down with heavy chests and bags and boxes. We had no idea where we were going with all this stuff. We started north, walking single file. The first day wasn't bad, though Eliezer seemed to be in a hurry and didn't let us graze as we walked. The next day we took off from the main road along the coast and began going through dry areas. By the fourth day I was getting really thirsty. I pushed to the front and hung my head down with my tongue sticking out to show Eliezer he needed to find some water. He looked at me and sent me back to my place. I knew I shouldn't have brought that camel. He seems to think he needs more water than all the rest. We all know camels can drink enough for a week and store it in their humps. I grumbled to my friend Humphrey. Some of us don't work very well on hump water. Sorry, my friend, he said. Most unsympathetically, I thought. He didn't sound sorry at all. You were so anxious to come. Better tuck in and do your best. Well, I have my reputation to think about, so I quit grumbling. We walked and walked and walked Whew, I felt like a dry, stuffed pillow by the end of the week. I'll say this for Eliezer. When we got to the river, he took off our loads and let us drink all we wanted. I rolled in the water for a good bath, and I drank gallons. I'd heard the trip was going to go on for another week or so. By now, we camels knew we were going to get a wife for Isaac, and we were all excited to see her. It was another week before we stopped in Haran, and Eliezer took us straight to the city well and had us kneel by the trough. But it was dry as an old bone. I was panting like a dog, and Eliezer said, "Be patient now, Humperdinck. I'm going to ask God to send a girl to draw water from the well for us. And if she agrees to draw water for all of you, then I'll know she's the one God has chosen for Isaac." Oh, my goodness! Dear me! And alas! Doesn't he know it will take a girl hours to get enough water for all of us, bucket by bucket from the well? He'll never find a wife for Isaac. No girl would do that. And I'll never get enough water. Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Eliezer was still praying when I saw the most beautiful girl coming down the path with her water jar on her shoulder. It was a pleasure just to watch her walk, and her sparkling eyes and her smile. Well, I fell in love right there. I nudged Eliezer so he would look at her, and he ran to meet her. "Please, kind lady, would you give me a drink?" "Of course," she said. "It would be a pleasure." And she put her jar down into the well on a long rope. "Oh, thank you. Mm-hmm. That was delicious." "Are these your 10 camels as well?" she asked. I winced. She did say 10 camels. I held my breath. "Oh, please, God, I'm so thirsty." Listen again to hear the rest of the story.